This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, Macca and Toby Halligan. Our next guest is Melinda Rich. Melinda is the president of Joy and the chair of the board. And a disclaimer, I have recently joined the Joy board. I had a first board meeting a couple of weeks ago. I was appointed to a casual vacancy, as was Mark Adams. I can't speak for Mark because I'm not sure, but I'll certainly be putting myself up for re-election at the AGM. So that's my disclaimer. Good morning, Mel. How are you?
Morning, Macca. Morning, Toby and Paul. I'm all right. It's been a big couple of days.
It has.
Sent out some news to our membership base yesterday, which can appreciate might have been difficult and perhaps a bit of a surprise for people, but just wanted to come on here today and sort of chat further about that and provide some more context, I guess. Maybe before we jump into questions, I can sort of give a summary of what went out for anyone who hasn't seen it. Look, I guess a message from me and the board, quite frankly, about some of the challenges that Joy has got going forward and the environment that we find ourselves in. Some transparency about that, but also I think a call to action for everyone who loves Joy. To understand that and what it means and get on board with the journey of, looking at Joy's future and what we can do to make Joy sustainable, and ready for its next 25 years. And I think the other thing I'd say is, you can read these emails, and if you're not close to the situation, maybe they can lack a bit of context. I want to sort of assure people that, we've made some tough decisions, but we've made them early. And that's really, really important. This is about, being proactive, making some tough decisions and getting ourselves set up for the future. That's meant, the biggest part of our cost base is employees. We've had to make some tough decisions. That's not a reflection on any of the people that are affected. James and Dom, who've been terrific for Joy. But we've got to make tough decisions and we've got to get through the current challenges and set ourselves up for the future. So, that was the overwhelming mindset and decision-making process for the board.
I think, useful just to talk people through how we wound up getting into a position where we've kind of found ourselves facing a deficit, just to add context to it.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think probably worth saying at the start, Joy's had a perennial challenge around the diversity of its revenue base. I've been around Joy for about 10 years. It's a problem that we've never quite solved, which is disappointing. And then the other aspect of that is, we have a cost base that runs relatively evenly through the year, as you would expect. And we have this pattern of, bringing in bits and pieces of the revenue through the year, but then we have this big thing called Radiothon, where we tend to generate a terrific amount of excitement, which is awesome, but bring in, say, a third of our income in a matter of sort of a month. And when you've got a cost base that runs evenly through the year and then in the last month of the financial year you're pinning your hopes and your dreams and aspirations on bringing in a third of your income, it doesn't leave you a lot of time if things don't go as planned. And certainly, Radiothon in May, June last financial year, this calendar year, we had a really good result on membership, which I'm really pleased to report. So, membership support was really, really strong, which says to me there's, a huge cohort of people that love and support Joy. The part that didn't go so well was the sort of donation part. And that, I think, is fundamentally because there's lots of other causes that are competing for that money. So pitching our value and getting the attention of those people that donate and other supporters is always a challenge. And look, I think the other thing worth mentioning is, the part of our income that does sort of run relatively evenly through the year is the sponsorship stuff, so the on-air sponsorship. We've got a terrific salesperson, Ash, who absolutely gets out there and creates these terrific conversations, and she's done a fantastic job. But it's a really tough market out there at the moment. Mm. You know, business conditions aren't... I don't think they're terrible, but, you know, confidence is down a bit. So those conversations and getting hold of that money is harder. And one other thing that I think is worth mentioning is, and it's a positive but also a challenge, you know, we are doing more advertising via media agencies. And I think that's great because it's that increasing level of professionalism in our sponsorship approach. Media agencies are terrific. They always pay, but gosh, they take a long time to pay. That income comes in, but it really puts the squeeze on us in terms of that cash cycle. So there's lots of factors at play here that... I guess have all come together in one year to mean, you know, we find ourselves in a pretty challenging situation.
I've got to say as well, like, you know, I appreciate some listeners might not be aware of my background. Like, I've worked in media organisations and community organisations for a long time, and that those spaces are changing enormously quickly. Media around the world has been changing, even in terms of, like, you know, one of Joy's offerings is music. You know, that space is changing
enormously
too.
Yeah.
So that is a complicated space. Do you think, and this is not to frame it up as a criticism, but I know that there have been points during Joy's history where people have been critical at different points in ways that, you know, were less productive than could have been, perhaps. Do you, anticipating some conversations around this, do you have any reflections on things you might have done differently or that the board might have done differently? Like, or do you think, you know, in terms of the deficit and how we're dealing with it?
I think, you know, hindsight's a wonderful thing. There's plenty of things that you can do differently after the opportunity's already passed. I don't think anyone on the board's sitting around, you know, feeling great about the situation that we're in. I think just to pick up, I think the sort of nub of one of the things that you were getting at there, and it's really one of the things that I think Joy's got to have a look at going forward as a community organisation is our culture and, you know, how we approach some of these challenges. Community organisations bring tremendous passion, and it's, when it's harnessed well, it's bloody awesome. It just, takes things forward and it galvanises people. But I think one of the things that happened at Joy over 25 years and indeed the 10 that I've been here, there kind of seems to be this level of acceptance that, you know, outbreaks of internal conflict are okay. And it's okay for people to have different opinions about stuff. You're going to get that in a broad community. But it's about the way in which we resolve those issues to, get them to a point where everyone can live with them, but not destroy the actual organisation in the process. And I think, you know, the passion that people have for Joy, it's a hard thing, an organisation like this, because it's people want to feel a personal sense of attachment to it, but it's got to be for everyone as well. And that's a really hard balance to strike. And when you're on the board, you know, governing an organisation for almost, I'd say, you've got to govern it for everyone together but no one individually, it's a really tough process to do that. So, probably haven't done everything as well as we could have, but tried our best.
And to be clear, my point wasn't particularly a criticism of, you know, the board or the president, etc., of you at all. Like, I think these...
It's okay. Criticism comes with the job.
Well, but, you know, like, it's really not, though. Like, because as you say, I think organisations like Joy do... that passion, that heat can be, you know, it can warm you.
Or absolutely,
it can burn you at times. And managing that is challenging, I think.
Yeah, and look, I hope people take from the note that went out yesterday and also the further discussions that we'll have going forward. You know, our community is amazing when it comes together. And that's the opportunity for everyone who loves Joy, everyone who supports Joy. We've got this amazing opportunity on the horizon called the move to the Victorian Pride Centre. You know, the government is giving us some support with that. Very, very generous. That's the first big tranche of government money that Joy's had in 25 years, I think. You know, they know that Joy being at the Pride Centre makes it a very vibrant and sustainable place. You know, we want to be there. There's some detail to work out, clearly, still. So it's a... Getting there is a challenge, but it's also a tremendous opportunity. You know, I see, you know, one of the challenges and opportunities in particular is future-proofing ourselves in terms of our technology for broadcast and for, you know, sustaining our reach and our impact. We've got to use this move as an opportunity to kind of clear the decks on the technology landscape and our technology architecture and really get that right. You know, we can't take what we've got now, which is high cost, becoming increasingly unreliable with us down to the Pride Centre. We've got to, you know, clear the decks and sort of start from scratch. And there's many new technologies available that are more reliable and lower cost that we can access. And, you know, I run an IT function in my professional life, and the company I work for has just been through that very, very process, you know, taking away high cost, bespoke, clunky architecture and replacing it with new modern technologies. So technology costs are probably a good 15% of our cost base. Yeah. And that's too high. It's just too high.
Yeah. Look, I think one of the things, you know, that's come up in some comments, Mel, is people thinking we're saying that the Pride Centre is a problem. No. Let's make this clear. Moving to the Pride Centre is hugely positive. We're working with the Pride Centre. And I know, Mel, you know, you put in a lot of time here. The relationship with the Pride Centre is very good. They're very supportive. The government is very supportive. The Pride Centre is Joy's future.
Absolutely. Yep.
It is Joy's future. And Joy does have a future. People need to understand that. In terms of, okay, we've given people, you know, some news that they perhaps didn't want to hear. They might have wanted it packaged a little bit differently. But what's the plan? What's the plan for the future in terms of giving Joy a sustainable budget and... You know, what can listeners, you know, more importantly, I think, you know, members and volunteers, what can they expect? What is the plan to return Joy to a sustainable budget? To move to the Pride Centre, because we are moving to the Pride Centre. It's not a when or a what or a why. It is going to happen. So... What is the plan to put Joy back on a sustainable budget, and what sort of things do you think we need to do? You know, you talked a little bit earlier about culture. What's the plan there?
Well, I think just sort of stepping back to the financial stuff. So, you know, the board's now taken the steps to get the cost base as you know, as sustainable as we can going forward. You know, that's the immediately controllable thing that we can do. Big focus on revenue generation, you know, and that's a very large part of the reason why we've gone with our new CEO, Ange, who's got tremendous experience in that space and in community radio as well. So, you know, great combination there. So Ange doesn't start till Monday, but she's already had her thinking cap on and there's been lots of emails being exchanged and, you know, she's just full of ideas. And, you know, part of the reason she was selected was the really compelling plan that she put to the board as part of the selection process. So, you know, diversifying and growing our revenue is going to be key. And look, I know Angie's also, and she's going to be the operational leader of the organisation, right? You know, the board leads, but day-to-day on the ground, it's the CEO that sets the tone. I know she's also very keen to... look at the culture of the organisation, how people show up at Joy, how they behave while they're here, how they interact, and even things that, you know, don't happen here, how people interact on Joy stuff outside of the Joy workplace. You know, there's a lot of stuff that goes on social media, which I tend not to read because it can be a bit of a rabbit warren to go down. You know, so she'll be looking at a whole range of things, and you know, and I think it's also about You know, we want Joy to be a welcoming place for everyone. But figuring out, well, what is the best skill and capability that you as a volunteer can bring to Joy? Let's have a skilled and capable board, which I think, you know, in the 10 years that I've been at Joy, we've really sort of seen that lift. People might disagree with that. That's okay. That's just my view. And I think let's have skilled and capable staff and skilled and capable key volleys. Give people an opportunity to engage, but really have that, for lack of a better word, exchange of value for the organisation and for the individual. Mm.
Saturday Magazine Joy 94.9, Macca and Toby Halligan and Melinda Rich. When I did the intro to the or the preview of the show, actually, with I was around 9 o'clock, I think, and I was actually talking about the Pride Centre and the government's support for Joy. And I actually want to put on record, right? I've been doing a little bit of work with the Pride Centre officially and some of it unofficially previously. But I congratulate Jude Munro and her board. They have been hugely supportive of us. The Pride Centre is so important to our community. So important to our community. They've been incredibly supportive of Joy. They've engaged us, you know, at the level that they need to. They've taken on board our feedback. They need Joy at the Pride Centre. We need the Pride Centre. But, you know, it's actually beyond that. We all recognise how important this is. So I want to recognise the great work that they're doing, but also, you know, the state government. The state government has provided some funding to Joy. 4 years, $200,000 a year. Yes, we are going to use that money. We're going to use it wisely. A lot of it is going to be used to move to the Pride Centre. But, you know, I want to place on record that commitment that they've made to Joy. Just as Pride is committed to Joy, I'm committed to Joy. I think all the volunteers are committed to Joy. But it's really important, you know, that commitment from the Pride Centre and the government, they are honest, they are open, and they're supporting us. And, you know, this really leads in, Mel, to, you know, what do we as a station, what do we as volunteers, what do we as members, what do we as presenters, what do we as board members, what do we need to do for the future? Because Ange starts on Monday.
Yep.
So I look at this as, this is a fresh opportunity, just as Pride Centre is a great opportunity for Joy, and it's one that we're grasping with both hands. Ange, as a new CEO starting, how do we kick off? Where do we start?
Firstly, I'd echo all of your comments about the state government and Pride Centre. Found them nothing but professional and open and transparent and supportive to deal with.
They're not a problem.
They're not a problem.
It's not a challenge. We need a better word.
Yeah. Yeah, well, possibly. Yes, that's right.
It's, you know, so sorry.
No, absolutely. I think, you know, my one ask of people is, and maybe it's a bit of a life philosophy for me, you can spend your life looking in the rearview mirror. And, you know, an occasional look back every now and again is useful and instructive, you know, for a bit of reflection. But, you know, it is a time, I think, to look ahead. You know, look ahead through the next probably 12 or 18 months when the, you know, some really heavy lifting is going to have to be done. The Pride Centre is due to be completed sort of, I think it's about August, September next year. That is not far away.
Hopefully have the 2020 AGM there.
Yeah, look, we could well target that. You know, AGMs are normally October, November. That'd be a fantastic thing to do. It'd be a great space to have it in. My ask of people is, you know, look ahead to that opportunity. Think about how you can contribute individually, how you can contribute in all the ways that you interact with Joy and all of the people at Joy. And there's so many different ways to contribute, you know. It could be time. Could be money, could mm-hmm. be both, could be coming in and doing your program and continuing that great content, which ultimately is what attracts people to listen to Joy. And I think, you know, it's worth saying that our financial position might be challenging, but in terms of our programming and our reach and impact, it's never been stronger. You know, maybe the two are related. You've got to spend a bit of money to achieve those results. You know, the latest survey results were really terrific. Joy attracts more listeners than some really sort of what, you know, premium sort of radio brands.
Radio National.
Yeah, like we got more listeners per month than Radio National.
In Melbourne, yeah.
And, you know, we got people that listen to Joy all over Australia, listen to Joy all around the world. I think we're one of only four international 24/7 LGBTIQ radio stations. And we're just so important. I think we're an iconic part of Melbourne, an important part of Australia. You know, what do we do? What is our purpose? We, just by being on air and doing what we do, we make Australia a more inclusive place.
So I think, you know, we can, you know, over the next few weeks, month, we can, you know, we will see from the board and from Ange, you know, a plan as to where we're going, you know, financially, what we're going to do, what we need to look at and engage in around culture and everything else associated with the station. So I think that's, you know, people want to know where we're going in all those areas, and you know, I know that a lot of work's being done in that area, and that'll be over, you know, once Ange has got her feet under the desk.
Yeah.
That's, you know, that's going to happen over the next month.
And I think there's also, like, a lot of conversations and opportunities to be talked about, like, and I'd urge people, you know, like, I come from, like, a media background with, you know, different experiences in TV and other forms of radio. It's possible to get bogged down in debates and arguments where we, you know, fight with one another, but the larger context is that everyone who invests in Joy and commits time to this station has much, much more in common than, you know, other media organisations that are very happy to hammer our community, that are very happy to treat us as a punching bag. And I think it's worth remembering at times that I think we all have a responsibility to those members of our community who rely on institutions like Joy, and to set aside some of those frustrations and those differences and kind of look at the bigger picture sometimes, because it can be easier to get caught up in the trees and not recognise that the forest is kind of burning down. And, you know,
there's we need to look ahead, and, you know, moving forwards, walking backwards never works. You fall over.
I've tried it. I had a few too many drinks. I've tried it. It doesn't work.
So, Mel, look, we look forward to, you know, the plan as it takes more shape. I know there's already a lot of work done on it. I want to thank you for your time.
Thank you.
We all know it's a tough gig, but at the end of the day, we've got an AGM coming up. We need to get to that, and I'm putting the call out. You know, there's four vacancies at the AGM. I'm one of them. There must be three other people or more out there that want to put their hand up and then can contribute to the future of Joy.
Absolutely.
To the future of Joy. That's what it's about.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.